Hello everyone and welcome back to Fanfic Talk with Lou. First of all, I want to apologise because I did not post last week, but I decided to push back this podcast because of many things that happened online and in my house. If you are not aware of what's happening in the world right now, please open up Twitter or any social media to really have a look around my blog. But in my pinned post in Tumblr, I do have a master list of many links that can be of help in the Black Lives Matter movement. And it would be really great if you can have a look and sign the petitions that are on there. And if you can, please donate. There are many authors all around Tumblr that are doing commissions in exchange of donations to many funds for the Black Lives Matter movement. And there is also a project by Fix With Love that is called Changes With Love, where they are offering various deals like gifts and fix and mobile headers and stuff like that in exchange of our donation to any fund that they have listed. And yours truly is also doing commissions there, so please do, if you can, consider donating to either the many authors that are doing this or the Changes With Love project by Fix With Love. So yeah. Not a trigger warning, I'm just going to say that there are going to be some downer sides to this episode at one point, but it's nothing too bad. I think we're just going to be talking about hate and things that writers face when posting something that the public doesn't necessarily like. So yeah. So now let's begin the actual fanfic talk part of this podcast, because I think that's what you came for. But yes, so today's episode is about the History of Us series. We're going to be talking about the three one-shots that I have already posted, and I think I will be talking about the other ones when I am done with them, when I have posted them. So yes, it's going to take a while because I'm halfway through with the Hossack one, so I hope you guys are still around for that one. And yes, so you see, one of my favorite things to read are historical AUs, alternative universes, and books in general. I love those. Like, give me those medieval vibes and I will eat them up. I've always liked to read those things, so I always wanted to write a medieval AU. And actually, in the past, I did write a historical AU with Ashton Irwin of 5 Seconds of Summer. It was around, I think, 30,000 words. I never published it, I think I wrote it around 2016, so it's not very good. So History of Us is quite a bumpy road for me. It is based on one of the bullet point fics that I attempted to write. I did it back when I started this blog, so Yeah, it's like a year old and it's not very good. The reason why I decided to write a bullet point fic was because I was obsessed with Jungkook's fics and I wanted to see if I could do one too. But long story short, I don't have the wit that PDC does, so but I still wrote the Jungkook bullet point fic, which then ended up creating this universe. So I call the one shot based off this bullet point fic Picture Perfect, and it was based on Klimt. You guys know I live in Vienna right now, and for an art class I had to go to a museum, and I decided to go see one of the Klimt exhibitions because that guy is good. Yo, I at first I was like, oh, people are just making a big fuss about him, but then I went to the exhibition and I was like, oh, okay, he's actually really quite good. But yeah. Anyways, when I was at the exhibition, I saw some drawings of women in like compromising positions, and I thought, hey, I could write a fic like that has that as the point of view of the artist or whatever. And many people will write Taehyung as the artist, but at that point, JK owned half of my brain, so yeah, I based like art, JK's artist beliefs of what Klimt said. It's not quite what he said. I've changed some things, but I don't even remember. I tried to look for the things, but I completely forgot what it was. But I do remember that it's not exactly what Klimt said, so do not take my words. This is not an art history class. So yeah. So this fic is basically, oh yeah, so spoilers coming ahead. Anyways, this fic is basically Jungkook posing as a painter, and so but he paints really well. So Jimin, who is the king of the Park Kingdom, invites him to paint your new portrait because your father had died. So Jimin decided that he was going to do a revamping, and everyone was going to get the portrait repainted because, new era, whatever. And yes, so you, aka the princess, the MC, is very interested by this boy, obviously, and like y'all fall in love, and yep, and then people start gossiping about Yuna being not being innocent anymore. Because at the end of the day, you decide to go to visit Jungkook when he's done with the portrait. Some people are like, oh no, she's not a virgin anymore. Because that was a big thing back then. It's a big thing now. You didn't hear it from me. And Jimin freaks out and he decides that he's going to marry you to the eldest Kim brother, Seokjin. Because they're quite rich, so Jimin was like, hey, I am in financial trouble, so I'm gonna marry my sister to a rich guy so he can give me money. It'd be like that. And then, so then Jungkook decides to go back home and take the responsibility that he left behind in order to become an artist, which was, drum roll please, to be the heir of the Jeon Kingdom. John, I don't know, man. I have horrible Korean pronunciation, so yes. Anyways, so of course, I decided to use Jungkook's likeness because, he owned my brain at that point. There was a point in like late 2018, early 2019 that I would come up with an idea and be like, yes, Jungkook is a perfect person for this one. And I think there are many artists who think the same way. So, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so I wrote it in a bullet point format, which I then posted on Tumblr in February. And then I did a Jimin spin-off, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But yeah, after I was done with my IB exams, like, if any one of you took IB, I'm so sorry. But yeah, I had so much time in my hands, and I decided that I was going to write the fic in a prose format. And then after writing that fic, I decided that I was going to be creating a whole universe out of it. So yes, that's how the History of Us series was born. So now, Make It Right. Oh, my sweet, sweet baby, Make It Right. So this fic is about Jimin, who is going to visit his sister at the John Kingdom because she gave birth to a baby boy. And, you know, the court is very much pressuring Jimin to get a wife and give them an heir, because if not, someone else will claim the throne. And, you know, the same mumbo jumbo that every historical TV show claims. But yeah, anyways, then there Jimin meets you, the reader, and his sister and your brother decide to set you up, and this is where things start to go south, because, you know, Jimin as a king is also being chased by other people, because, you know, they want to get with him because power and recognition. But yeah, and, you know, you do like each other, you do, but it's not like love, a burning passion love or whatever. And, you know, as a man, you know, Jimin ends up, you know, screwing things up, and he sleeps with someone else. And, you know, at the end of the day, you decided to go back home because you were heartbroken, and Jimin decided to go fight for you. But yeah, back home, when you were back home, your dad was like, hey, we have this guy that thinks that it would be a good idea for you to marry him. What do you say? That guy turns out to be sucked in. Haha, fun fact. But then Jimin comes in and it's like, no, marry me. So you're like, oh man, well, I'll marry you. And you have like a happily ever after. You don't fight afterwards. You're a perfect couple and things like that. So This fic. Okay. So this is the fic where I got my first rude comment. Fun fact, after I read it, well, during my reading it, I don't know, I cried. So yeah, let me read the comment for you, yeah? So you know a little bit what I'm talking about. Anyway, so this is in AO3, and user Aloe Vera said, this is really weird. The first chapter, we were really good, so I'm excited to learn that there's a second part about Jimin, but too bad, this ain't it. There is nothing depth in the story. The characters, both Jimin and YN, are annoying and so unlikable. I mean, Jimin is so dumb. Fuck, and seriously, what's supposed to be a good reason for him to latch his dick on another girl when he is inviting YN to meet him in the garden? It doesn't make sense, and his apology is bullshit. And with how you introduced the YN character, at first I was hoping that you'd portray her as this badass, a strong and savage female character who'd put Jimin on his place. But what? That's all went to waste, and you made YN as this pathetic girl. In one scene, he ditched Jimin, and then the next day, she's asking him to ride the horse with her. What a joke. Where's the consistency? Like, the whole relationship is so shallow. No real explanation as to why they fell for each other, and even if there is any, you really didn't focus on explaining that part. And then, out of nowhere, they fuck. Oh no, what was that? I'm really sorry for telling you what it is, but I was just so disappointed because your previous works was very amazing and I know you could do better than this. Nice, isn't it? Very, very eloquent and no spelling errors whatsoever or grammar mistakes. But I never felt secure about the plot of that fic, and that comment just made it way worse. So let's talk about rude comments for a little bit, yeah? Okay. So, if you ever don't like a fic, just stop reading. That person, the writer, is giving you part of their time and imagination for free. And they decided to tell the story. Look, there is a huge difference between rude comments and constructive criticism. And this comment is just plain rude. I get it. Thank you for your comment and for reading my older stories, but how about you grab that energy and go leave a constructive comment on the fic you didn't like? Or better yet, how about you leave a lengthy comment on a work that you did like? Because this user had never showed up in my notifications other than to write this essay as to why my fic sucks. So then, after crying and talking to my friends about it, I decided that I was going to answer, and yeah. So my friend was like, you should curse her out, but then I was like, no, I'm gonna be the bad person. And I wrote this like 50 minutes later because I literally had to stop crying. Anyways, I was like, hi, thank you for commenting. I'm so glad you've liked my previous work. Sorry this one wasn't your taste. Please do keep reading and posting lengthy comments. I appreciate every single one of them. Check out Jin's story. Maybe you'll like that one. Happy face. And then they had the audacity to answer me back. I literally could not believe the nerve. But I decided to read it, and then they wrote this. Thank you for not getting hurt by my comment or taking it personally. I just realized that my comment was some sort of rude, but in my defense, I commented right after I finished the story, so I didn't really think that well. Just went by my emotion at the moment, and also because I really love the story and how it had so much potential, the disappointment is bigger than it should be. Sad face. But of course, maybe it just wasn't my taste. I'm sorry. I'll check out your other work. I still think you're very talented, and of course this particular story doesn't really define your skill. Yeah. Anyways, that plus my already settled insecurity for that fic made me decide to rewrite it. And if you want to read it right now, it is not on Tumblr anymore. I prioritized the post, and it is only on Archive of Our Own, if you want to read it for some kind of reason. You know, the reader, let's talk about her for a little bit, shall we? I did want her to be a strong character, and I wish I had given her what she deserved. I really did try. I can never justify cheating. It's one of the worst things that I think one can do to someone, because it's the betrayal of trust. But, you know, I think I've seen strong people to do this, like forgive cheaters, and I thought maybe it would be a challenge to write a reader that does this, but I guess it was not good. And yeah, I will be rewriting this as I already said, but I still don't know when it will be back up. So yeah, anyways, on a brighter note, the third part of the History of Us series is Definitely You, which is a Seokjin fic. It is about the oldest Kim child. So there are three brothers, right? Seokjin, Namjoon, and Taehyung. Very, very rich, but they were originally born into the lower class until their father made money with his business. Anyways, Jin was almost married to the two main characters in Picture Perfect and Make It Right, and he's currently living with Jimin and the MC that was his wife. And you work in the kitchen, right? So you are a great cook, better baker, and the queen is always talking about how great your pastries are. And yeah, I couldn't find a name for the English version of this, but the name of the pastry in Spanish that I had in my mind is enrejado de piña, which is like a pineapple pastry that they sold near my grandma's house. It is delicious. I love it so much. I haven't had it in over 3 years. I really want some, so yeah. Anyways, before the Kims became wealthy, the mother was a cook, and when Jin tastes your pastries, he's snatched and he wants to meet you because he wants to feel closer to his mom by baking and doing these things. And then you all fall in love, and of course, because of social convention, y'all's relationship is complicated. But to make a long story short, y'all run away and get married. So the reader is based in this character from Rain called Leith, and Jin is low-key based on Greer. Anyways, if you watched Rain, hit me up. This couple makes an appearance on the next story that is Keep You Safe with Hoseok. But yeah, keep tuned for that one. This fic was so much fun to write, and I hold it really close to my heart. Like, this fic feels like it is the mark where I started to write quality things. I had so much fun researching about how people baked back in the 1500s. I did so much research on when food started being eaten. I had the time of my life researching for this thing. I had not even researched that much for my history papers. So, yes. Anyways, if you have read any of the fics that I talked about today, thank you so much. Every like, comment, and reblog is really appreciated. They really feed my little heart. So now let's get to my 5 fanfic recommendations of this podcast. My first recommendation is called Neon Soul by Ready Player Hobby. This fic is about two detectives in New Seoul circa 2200s, and you are Jimin's partner for the police, and you take up on a call about murder, and bam, the major son Kim Namjoon was killed. Chin chin. Anyways, you have always been attracted to Jimin, but this is unknown how he feels about you. But yeah, if y'all want to know who killed Namjoon and see how Jimin's and the reader's relationship turns out, then you are going to have to head over to Miss Tali's page. Anyways, this fic. Not gonna lie, I will always eat up what she puts out because it's always so good. Like, probably quite a few of my favorite fics in this godforsaken app are from hers. Anyways, from the beginning to the end, I was very invested, and the only thing that ever made me sad was that the fic ended, but every beginning has an end. And you know, the way that she describes the setting is amazing. It's so good. I would always, the way that she creates a world is truly baffling to me. I just wanted to know who it was, and I figured it out. I'm very proud of myself. But I was like, holy shit, I am the modern world Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. Anyways, so the second recommendation I have is My Type by Minzday. Yeah. He was Shadow's Remedy before. So it's a college AU. So yeah, you're like in this calculus class and you get assigned a group project, and you are in the group with Namjoon and Jimin, and when you go to the house you meet JK. And you see Namjoon and Jimin are good boys, so like not your type. But when like JK walks in the kitchen looking like a whole ass bad boy, you're like, yeah, that's my type. But should you really judge a book by its cover? Anyways, now to my feelings about this fic. So many feelings, mainly because of this book. I, again, warning for my underages, if there are any. So, man, we stan a soft boy on the streets and a freak on the sheets. You know, soft boy really be cooking, gardening, and riding a bicycle that his mommy gave him, but he wants to be called daddy, didn't sex. That honestly, top tier. I love that. 10 out of 10. Recommend. My third recommendation is Blood Runs Pure by Opal Jimin. This is a Hogwarts AU with Jimin. So you are half blood and Jimin is a Death Eater. If you don't know Harry Potter lore, I'll give you a quick crash course on what half blood and Death Eaters are. So you're half blood when one of your parents is a wizard and the other one is a muggle, meaning that they are not wizards, so like standard humans. And a Death Eater are like super loyal Voldemort followers who are pure blood supremacists, which pure blood means that both of your parents are wizards. And if I'm not completely wrong, yeah. Anyways, this is a story about Jimin's redemption and from a mean Death Eater to, well, you're gonna have to go see. Yeah, okay, so J.K. Rowling needs to jot down a few pointers because, man, this fic outsold Best Redemption Story since Zuko from Avatar: The Last Airbender. And if you know anything about me, you know that I literally don't play when it comes to Avatar: The Last Airbender or Zuko, best boy. Yeah, it is really an amazing read. Even if you don't really know anything from the Harry Potter world, it's so good. Honestly, it's also so cute. The relationship between Jimin and the reader is so cute and so very well developed. I think I will start crying if I think about it for too long. So let's get to the fourth recommendation of today, which is a bullet point fic by No Other Older Other Other Than Jungkook's. This is an Android Jungi fic. I mean, it's quite self-explanatory, but yeah. So you're friends with Namjoon and his scientific gang, gang, you know, scientists and that kind of thing, you know, IA and, yeah, you know. No, AI? No, IA, yes, sorry. Anyways, they are developing this Android and they need someone to test it out, and who better than you? Their messy friend. So then cue Jungi coming into your life. So this fic, yo, I know I say this about every fic, but hear me out. She's just so witty and everything she puts out is so good. Every reader is so different from each other. Her characterization is so good. Her storytelling, in even if it's bullet point, I know many people are like, oh yeah, but it's bullet point, like, what the fuck? No, it's still so good and funny. And, like, I've been reading her fics at, like, 3 a.m. and I've had to stop myself from laughing out loud. But, like, then it starts getting angsty, and when it gets angsty, it's angsty. I've cried. I've cried. Anyways, y'all need to go read anything from her. I really, you would be doing yourself a favor. Anyways. And last but not least, in today's recommendations, is Encircled by Softskagen. So, this is slow burn. So this is also a photographer, Taehyung AU. I read this back in January, but I remember loving it so much. The build up of the whole fic is immaculate, and it's so good. The development of the relationship is top tier. I think it's really crucial for slow burn to have a really good build up for the relationship. So I think you need to go and drop by her page and give her love over any other pics. So good. So now I want to recommend this song. I don't know if many people have heard it. I hope they have, because it's a RM collaboration with Wale. I think, is it Whale? Wale? I don't know. Is it Wale? Whale? I don't know. It's a collaboration that came out a few years ago, and I remember being obsessed with it when I first got into BTS, and I think it just has a really nice message, so I wanted to share Wale's rap with you along with the end of the song, so you guys can listen to it a little bit. I hope you guys have heard the song, and if not, then I hope you like it. And see you next week. Yeah, tell me what is really real. I'm trying to buy a new Ferrari for my newest deal. Baby girl, say the world really hate us, huh? Pray a lot and maybe God give you Saint Laurent. Wish that I could change the world, but they hold back. When it's time to go, the people just be mad again. And what if I could change the world with a pen and pad? When it's time to vote, the people turn to mannequins. Challenge that, Lamb June, I'm the man too. I'm out with Chevy Chase, the teachers used to lampoon. I sing songs, haikus over rap tunes. High IQ, looking for a song, high Q. Hey, cute, yeah. I'm trying to keep it 100. Got no faith from the government, that's why we need each other. Hey, laughing to keep from crying for Lauren's a rap monster. BTS is the army, now it's on me. I'ma keep the peace until I see some more peace. I'ma keep it G forever, keep it low key. Take a trip to South Korea with some DC OGs. Cheap and OG, I'm cheap and OG. Hated by alt-rights and racist police.